We're the town, FM 102.3, AM 1530 WCTR, and I'm Keith Thompson. Joining me on the telephone, Corey Ramsden. He is with Maryland Sun. It's a new solar project that's making its way into the area, so good to have you here.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's Maryland Sun. We're actually a nonprofit effort. We help homeowners go solar together to get a discount and support each other along the way.
Okay, and so talk about the idea and how you work with folks and in terms of going solar, and which is something that definitely this area is definitely into renewable energy resources. So talk about how you help these homeowners.
Sure. We're excited to get started on the Eastern Shore. We've run over 25 co-ops in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area in the last 2 years, helping close to 500 homeowners go solar. We're looking forward to doing that in this area as well.
And talk about the process of how this works and essentially what you do with customers.
We help homeowners gather together to use their collective buying power to get a discount. So when folks get into a big enough group, that presents an opportunity for them to lower the cost of solar for all of them. So we help them organize, and then we run a competitive bidding process on behalf of the group. And then the homeowners in the group themselves, they're the ones that actually select the winning bid for each of the homeowners to get a customized quote for their home.
Okay, and so it's the kind of thing that you're able to get a whole bunch of people together, and because it's kind of like the idea of buying in bulk. If you can get something that's developed in one particular area and get a lot of different households involved, it lowers the cost per unit.
Yep, that's exactly right. It's a bulk purchase for solar.
And so it essentially would allow the kind of the bidding process so that everyone can get a solar installation at their home. And so if somebody was to go about trying to do this by themselves, how much would going solar cost an individual homeowner and getting a Maryland Sun involved? How much can their price be lowered by going into this co-op partnership?
So homeowners that go solar on their own, it's very dependent on the size of their home and how much energy they're using. But historically, when we look at these groups, we see that groups get somewhere between 15% to 25% discount on the cost of solar over what they would get if they were doing it on their own.
Okay, and so are you also involved in terms of not only just going having solar arrays, solar panels at home, of getting into solar designs in terms of designing homes themselves to be a little bit more efficient in terms of just placement of windows and things like that in terms of being able to use solar in terms of the design of the house?
We don't. I mean, we certainly support those types of design efforts, but our homeowners are usually living in existing homes, and they're retrofitting that home with a solar electric installation.
Okay. When it comes to Chestertown or here in Kent County, Queen Anne's County, how many customers do you have so far? Are you still in sort of in the stages of bringing it in and kind of working or building the base?
Well, yeah, we just got started. We've got sponsorship support from the town of Chestertown and also the Center for Environment and Society at Washington College. They're helping us promote it. So we're just getting kicked off. We've got some information sessions scheduled at the end of the month on Thursday the 28th, Friday the 29th, and Saturday the 30th in and around Chestertown.
Okay, and if folks want to learn more, especially about the locations of these meetings, where can they go and learn more about Maryland Sun?
All that information is on our website. There's a page for the Chestertown Area Solar Co-op, and that's at mdsun.org/Chestertown. So it's mdsun.org/Chestertown.
Okay, and so it's something that's brand new, and certainly this area very much focused on green energy and especially with solar power. And so this is a very interesting effort in terms of getting making it more affordable for folks to be able to get benefits from solar power. Anything to add while we have you on the line?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity to tell folks about it, and we're looking forward to helping the folks in Kent County and Northern Queen Anne County go solar together.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and that's Corey Ramsden joining us from Maryland Sun. And you are listening to the Town FM 102.3, AM 1530, WCTR.